الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Regarding the advices to youth, today we will discuss an important issue regarding if I have decided to prioritize the deen, if I have decided to change my life according to deen and religion, now the dilemma of this era is that for a youngster, there are multiple options, there are multiple versions of deen. Now, how to choose the right path in religion? How to pick up the right version for himself? Although deen is, religion is one, there is no confusion or ambiguity in that, but it is presented to a youngster in such a manner that sometimes he gets confused. So how to make the right decision? Because to choose a path is very important, because ultimately it will lead to the end result of Jannah or Jahannam. It will end either in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will tell some rules to make the right decision. So first thing to remember is that religion is actually communication of message. First, we should understand what religion is. Religion is communication of message. Why? Because we have discussed this point that we opted to bear the amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah Rabbul Izzat is only saying what to do. He is only telling what to do. So deen or religion is actually the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicated to us through a chain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, قُلْ نَحْبِتُ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا وَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He said, go down from here, all of you. Then should some guidance come to you from me, those who follow my guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. So Allah Ta'ala says that I will send guidance to humanity. Now this humanity has to take guidance from me. Now the communication between the humanity between human being, between me and Allah Rabbul Izzat has been done through some chain. What is that chain? Allah Rabbul Izzat communicated with Jibreel al-Islam. Allah Ta'ala communicated his will or deen to Jibreel al-Islam. Jibreel alayhisalam, who is an angel, communicated with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Prophet ﷺ communicated with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Sahaba were Jamaat, were companion, were group of companion of Prophet ﷺ. Then this message saved by Sahaba from Prophet ﷺ was communicated to the next generation, who are called Tabi'een. So Tabi'een are those people who remain in company of Sahaba. Then those Tabi'een save that message from Sahaba, they communicate it to next generation, which are called Taba Tabi'een. Taba Tabi'een are people who remained in company of Tabi'een. And this process went on. So Allah Rabbul Izzat communicated his message to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam communicated to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam communicated to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in communicated to Tabi'een. Tabi'een communicated to next generation called Taba Tabi'een. So these three generations, Sahaba, Tabi'een and Taba Tabi'een, are sacred generations. Prophet ﷺ himself protected their sacredness in Hadith. And he said in Hadith that after three generations, then lie will spill over everywhere. So the reason why I am telling all this is that religion is actually understanding of will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these three generations. Religion or deen is not what I have understood from Quran and Hadith. Religion and deen is actually what these generations have understood from Quran, Hadith and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because there is a communication of message. So the first links in this chain of communication are very important. So now, in reality, what will happen? I will come across some issue, some incidents in which there will be consensus. The issue of religion in which I will find consensus, no difference of opinion among Sahaba, among Tabi'een, among Taba Tabi'een, among these three generations. So if there is no difference of opinion among these three generations, then I cannot change the order or that issue. I cannot put my will, my understanding in that matter. That okay, those people understood that thing, no, my understanding in that issue is that. No, I can't do that. Because this is communication of will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah ta'ala wants something, I cannot put my understanding or infiltrate my understanding in that. So this is very important point to understand. Because problem of this era is that people are trying to change that issues in which there was no difference of opinion among first three generations. The second type of issues which we are coming across are those in which there is no consensus among first three generations or there is difference of opinion among first three generations. So if we are in the boundary, if we are picking one option or one opinion of first three generation, then we are on the safe side. There's no problem. But how to pick that opinion? Obviously, some specialist of this field of religion can tell that this opinion is better than other. But for a concept, it should be understood that if there is difference of opinion among first three generation, then it is acceptable. And the third kind of issue is that we cannot get the guidance from first three generation. It can be a new issue, something new has been made in this era. So what we can do is to come to an opinion which should not be against the opinion of these first three generations. This simple point, it should not be contradictory to ijma or agreed upon things, or it should not be contradictory to first three generations' opinion. Actually, these issues or this understanding needs time and more explanation, but the important point should be understood. So I have told you three points. Either we will come across agreed upon issues among first three generation, so take as it is. Second, we can come across those issues in which there was difference of opinion among first three generation, so take one option, and the specialist of deen or religion will decide how to take one option. The third are new issues, so in those cases the solution should not contradict with ijma, with the consensus of first three generation, or should not be against religion. This simple formula. So to pick the right path in this era, one advice is to look at biographies of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Tabi'in and Taba Tabi'in. These sacred generation, look at the biographies of these people. You will find the reflection of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahaba. You will find the reflection of Sahaba in Tabi'in. You will find the reflection of Tabi'in in Taba Tabi'in. You will find the reflection of these generations in ulama and awliya of this ummah. So we should understand the religion according to these people, these generations. And we should understand the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their understanding. So inshallah, by adopting these rules, we can find it easier to pick and choose the right path. The right path is actually what? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim ghayr al-maghzubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. Right path is the path of those people who have been given inam, who have been honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who were honored are these generations, are Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are these truthful people, these Sahaba, Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, and then the Salihin, the followers of those people. So Allah Ta'ala Himself has guided us to follow these people. And elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Mafhoom is that follow those people who are connected to me. So this is also one advice to connect to those people who are actually connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can look into their life and you can find the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can find the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. They weep in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ask the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So connection and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be seen in their life. So follow those people. It is not my advice. It is actually advice and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّبِ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. So by following these simple rules, by looking into the biographies of the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, and by connecting with those people who are actually connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by getting advice from those people who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can find a path, we can decide easily that what is right path in this era. Then we cannot complain that Allah Ta'ala, there is lot of confusion in this era. No. The path is very clear. Prophet ﷺ said that follow that path which is mine, and the path of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So may Allah guide us to right path, and may Allah guide us to take the right decision. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.